This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. We're finishing the Mishnah Hey according to the. So we're up to Kinyan Chof Aleph in the Inyan Kinyani HaTorah. 21st one is Be'erech HaPayim. That a person has to mischazek very stark to misrachek, to distance himself from midas akas. As everybody knows, the Gemara, we mentioned it last week, or the beginning of, the beginning of this week, we mentioned it, that a person we know, kol hakoyeis, the Gemara says, if you're chacham, chachmas mistalak esmian. Gemara in Pesach HaChachvom HaBeis, that if you're a chacham, you get angry, the chacham leaves you. And we know, the Gemara says also, a person who forgets his learning, called Kores Mishkach Talmudoi, and your Moisef Tipshut. That's also Gemara in the Dorim Chof Beis and Beis. So the person has to be Misrachik, the first read from Kaz, because you won't be able to acquire the Torah, you won't remember, the Torah will leave you. Whatever you did acquire, it's going to go out. The next thing, that's 21:22, is Belev Toif, with a good heart. Which means your heart is free. Your heart is free from any midas rois like kinna and sinna, and therefore you're hearkening the kabbalah Torah. If a person, his heart is not toif, not good, he's not good-hearted. A person not good, kind-hearted, doesn't want to help others. But he has kinna and sinna, taiva, though that will not let him grow. But if he has a roichav lev, a wide heart, a giving heart, an open heart, that heart can be filled up with a lot of Torah. Number 23, be'amunas chachamim. Be'amunas chachamim, Rabbi Yisai, that you must have faith in chachamim, shemamin b'divri chachamim, even though you don't understand them, but you believe what they say is good. As the first of all says, he doesn't understand it, but he believes in all, and he accepts all the teaching of what Chazal tell us. Even though he's not able to understand the heart perfectly, but he says, this is what Chazal say to do, I'm going to follow their words. That is a recipe for atzloch in your learning. And the last one, the Mishnah of the Kabbalah, is Yisurin, the person that's Makabal Yisurin. She's Makabal Yisurin, Mabala Ba'ava. He accepts the suffering with love, says Rashi, and he doesn't question at all Hashem's justice. He realizes that Hashem rewards good deeds primarily in the next world and not in this world. But if you lack this trust, if you learn Torah, you lack it. He might abandon his learning completely when he sees that his learning is not protected. So Mela, and we know the Gemara tells us, Shosh Matonas Toivas, Nosna Kosh Bal Yisrael, Vakul Nosna Yisrael, what are they? Toivas, Yisrael, Olam Abba. And first, and therefore they know all these things that you acquire to come close to Hashem. And we know that's very good. Amunas Chacham, Kabbalas Yisurim, because you believe what the Chacham say. That in order to I've just thought of that now. That you believe what the Chacham say. That in order to the verses and brachos, in order to be kabbal Torah, in order to get the Torah, you have to have Yisurim first. And the other mafarshim say that the Chishkin Torah is so great that no Yisurim, no suffering, no things, no obstacles go get in your way. And even if it's difficult, you pound away and you. Strive and you go further and further because you're a Rav Cheshkin Torah that's going to make it. You have murder success of Bosai. That's the end of the Mishnah of Perek Hey and Mit Hashem. I mean, it's a Perek Vav Mishnah Hey and Mit Hashem. Tomorrow will continue. Bli Neda for the next day in the next Mishnah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.